All right, back here at halftime, Tigers 36, Lakers 22. The big three by Gruber at the buzzer cut that gap from 17 to 14. But Lakers really had a good stretch and kept this one tight. And then once the Lakers got to 19, the Tigers had a nice run of a 10-0 run and then continued to build on that lead until that late Gruber three. So it's 36-22. Gruber has seven to lead his team. Danielson got in a little bit of foul trouble. He's got six. For the Tigers, it's been Riley Asmus attacking in the paint, and he's got 19 points. He did hit 1-3 in the, and then also had a little baseline floater. Most of his other points were right at the rim. Jack Keogh has six. Alex Asmus with seven, including a three-pointer. A basket for Grove inside, a basket for Jonah Huebner inside. The Tigers have actually missed five free throws, or they left some points there. Minnewaska with a couple losses as well. And good to see you, Coach Nelson. The Tigers, again, with this 14-point lead, certainly will have some adjustments to talk about. The Tigers didn't, they were patient against the press. The thing I guess was most impressed is once they attacked it, it seemed like Riley Asmus and Jack Keogh got basket after basket inside. And that was a positive thing. So the Lakers kind of backed off the press. Offensively, Lakers were running good sets. And they were probably hurt. They had nine turnovers in the first half. The Tigers' turnover total, I believe, was, I had them for five. Yep. So an edge there in the favor of the Tigers enforcing some turnovers. Again, the first game today, Montevideo, the number one seed, got beat by the number two seed, Jackson County, 77-63. So the winner of this one will play Jackson County next Thursday at 8 o'clock right here at Marshall at the RA facility.